We have Superintendent of the Oneonta School District, Joe Yelich, in the studio to talk about the budget vote that is coming up on Tuesday, May 16th. Good morning.
Good morning.
So recently there was a public meeting about the school budget and all the particulars. And for those folks who missed it, why don't you tell us about kind of the highlights? I know there is a capital improvement project and it covers all the schools, but why don't you give us some of the highlights of the proposals, Joe?
Yes. Essentially what we're doing is a capital campaign. It's full capital improvement across the district. It's in three pieces. The capital project itself is an $18 million project. Right away, we're going to be able to put $1 million to that because we've saved that in a capital reserve.
Okay.
So that limits our need to bond. We still will, but it shortens it by $1 million.
Right.
We do have some retiring debt, so we're going to replace that debt. So basically, it keeps things even for the taxpayer. And we're looking at being able to put that project out, at less than 1% tax impact to the taxpayers.
Right.
And it won't come down until 1920. If we're successful on Tuesday, we'll get to work on the drawings and on submittals, but probably not be able to break ground until next spring.
Okay.
And then work for a year or a little bit more and then turn that in and be done. But while we're working on that, we've got some great improvements that we've got in place. There's significant changes to security. There's significant changes
right.
for instruction. Over at the high school, for example, taking a look at the technology classrooms, the music classrooms, the art classrooms, family and consumer sciences, and to make renovations and improvements there.
Right.
And well as in our library.
Yeah. And I know that people are familiar with the fact that when state funding is not what we would like,
right.
those are the first programs to
right.
suffer and, typically.
Yeah. And so here we are in a position to be able to enhance those programs through capital improvements. We'll be able to fix some of the ailing issues of our athletic fields, our track, our pool, finish those projects. Significant changes to instructional upgrade. The other piece of it is very much focused on energy performance. So we're looking at an energy performance contract of $2.8 million.
Right.
That has no initial outlay for the public. It's a guaranteed savings over 18 years, and we'll replace our boilers, and we'll replace our lighting with 21st century lighting fixtures.
How about that?
All of the controls that go along with it. So, there's some serious change that's there. And what I'm encouraged by in the development of this project is that it's heavily instructional.
Right.
That it's not inside the walls. You
yeah,
know?
I'm sure that's music to the ears of parents.
You know, you see a project that's $10 million and you walk in and you don't see any appreciable
yeah.
change.
Like, you had to redo the roof.
Right, right. And we will do that in this project as well. And it really does change the atmosphere in the classroom, but it's not visible.
Right.
You know, it's a heating and ventilation and air conditioning.
Sure. It's not the fun stuff.
It's all inside the walls. So we'll change the security entrances at the elementary schools. We're going to change the traffic patterns at Riverside and at Greater Plains. They get electrical upgrades. All of the toilet rooms across the district will be renovated, new fixtures, water-saving fixtures, as well
right.
as new accessibility. The other piece of this is security. We'll have camera arrays around each building. We're going to change the security entrances at the elementaries. We've already kind of experimented with that at the middle and high school,
right?
And they've worked very nicely.
Now, can people see all of the capital improvement project highlights on the district website?
They're all there and available, yes. And all the citizens had a newsletter that was sent out, and it has the details of each school, and you know, some of the frequently asked questions. Well, why do you need to do this work?
Sure.
Age.
Yeah.
Breaking down equipment.
Yeah.
You know, we've been able to, or been in a need to, put this work off. putting it off any further is really ill-advised.
You get to the point where you lose money.
Well, you lose money and you lose productivity and time. So That's catastrophic to us. Why would you do this? To enhance security, to enhance instruction, and to create some energy efficiency. The savings that the district can generate over time by changing out these new fixtures is impressive. You know, it's worth almost $3 million over time.
Yeah, sure. And of course, down the road, it just keeps going with the savings.
You take out an old boiler that's almost 30 years old.
Yeah, do the math.
And put in a new one. It's running at about 60% capacity.
Right.
And the new ones come in and they run at 92% efficiency. The footprint of those is amazing. I take out the old boiler and put in a new one, it would fit in the northeast corner of the old boiler.
It's a lot different size-wise, isn't it?
The technology generations of evolution.
Might have some new space.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Folks, if you missed the mailer, you can go to oneontocsd.org and see all the changes that are going to take place. Right. Remember, voting day is coming up on Tuesday, May 16th at Foothills.
Foothills Performing Arts Center.
Noon to 9 p.m.
Noon to 9 p.m. And on there, you will see the budget itself, $38.8 million. You'll see the two board members, and you will see an energy performance contract as well as a capital project. The energy performance contract is on the ballot, even though it's a contract that I could sign right now, but it's on the ballot so the public can see it, and if the public approves it, we get an additional 10% of state aid.
Right. We want the money.
These are dollars we want. These are dollars that will help us going forward. Like I said, I'm very encouraged by the nature of this project and the willingness of the board to make changes that really matter to instruction and to the environment in the classroom and to the security and the efficiency of the operation.
Joe, thank you.
Glad to be here.